Prominent figure Amos Tryon returned to Lewiston in 1818 and became a very rich merchant in the village of Lewiston. He built several stores on Center Street where he operated his different businesses. He was also partners in a grist mill and tannery on the Niagara River. He lived on the northeast corner of Center and 4th Street with his wife Sally Barton. He owned 20 properties in the village and one farm outside the village at the time of his death in 1854. But he is most remembered for building a mansion on River Road for his wife, who refused to live there. It became known as Tryon's Folly and was used to hide escaping slaves in the four cellars.